You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. I love this cat. By the way, the jam or no jam, if you missed it last hour, and dare I say, Mr. Sterrett, your finest performance to date.
You're quite kind. Thank you.
Yeah, that was, I don't know that you could beat your performance today. I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. It's on our KMBZ Facebook page. If you're looking to kill 10 minutes and get away from the news of the day, go listen to Will do Jam or No Jam because it's awesome.
It was remarkable.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is podcasted. You can find that at KMBZ.com. Story here from the Kansas City Star. By the way, if you're just getting in the car, Jeff Sessions was fired today as the Attorney General of these United States. And Rod Rosenstein did pay a visit to the White House for 45 minutes. He left about 45 minutes ago, and we have no idea what was discussed. Kansas City took a potentially huge financial hit yesterday when a state appellate court upheld a $10 million award in a class action suit brought by apartment owners and dwellers when the city stopped paying for their trash service. A three-judge panel of the Missouri Court of Appeals affirmed a lower court ruling that the city knowingly violated a 30-year-old agreement to pay for trash collection at apartment buildings with seven or more units. The appellate panel upheld $10.2 million in damages to a group of several hundred apartment and condo residents, managers, and owners. They also have to pay $1.4 million in attorney fees.
So why would apartment trash pickup be any different than curbside residential trash pickup?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, volume, I understand that, but why is it any different?
Well, here's the deal. You have to remember, when the city earnings tax was approved in the 1970s, part of that deal was pay the earnings tax and you'll never pay for trash.
Okay.
Now, the argument was, in this case, the city was still picking up for people who owned a house or rented a house.
Right.
But they weren't picking up for apartment dwellers.
Right.
And the court ruled you are creating two separate classes.
That's exactly what they're doing.
The people who live in homes, whether they own or rent, and the people who live in apartments or condos, whether they own or rent.
Right. And some of those condos, anyone will tell you, are
very
three
expensive.
Times the cost
yes.
of a home in Kansas City.
But that was part of the deal for the earnings tax. If you pass the earnings tax, you will never pay for trash pickup again. That's how they got people to approve it. So the city, until 1976, the city provided free trash pickup for single-family homes but not large apartment buildings. But a Platte County judge ruled that the policy created two classes of residents paying the same city earnings tax. He ordered the city to make payments to multifamily buildings with seven or more units so they could cover their trash expenses. That system remained intact until 2010, when budget issues prompted the council to halt the payments to most apartment owners. The council made an exception for the Heartland Apartment Association, a group of more than 100 major apartment complex owners that threatened to sue the city. Another group.
That's even a third class then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Listen to this. This will make your blood boil, Scott. Okay? Listen to City Manager Troy Schulte. He says he is recommending to the city council that the city appeal once more now to the state Supreme Court. So this would be the third appeal attempt after losing the first two. You with me?
Yes.
The panel yesterday said the city remains on the hook for $1.4 million in plaintiff's attorney's fees.
Okay.
There's $1.4 million. The Platte County Circuit Judge James Van Amberg ordered in 2017 that the city would be fined $2,846 a day. until it complied with collecting trash. So the meter is ticking, Scott. $1.4 million in plaintiff's attorney's fees that the city now owes. $2,846 a day that they aren't picking up the apartment residents' trash. And Troy Schulte says they're going to appeal this turd again?
Yeah. Why not? What's the worst thing they can do? Throw it out again?
But you realize what I'm saying. This is going to end up costing millions in court fees, attorney's fees, plaintiff's fees, mm-hmm. and the fine, mm-hmm. which is nearly $3,000 a day, mm-hmm. to then bump it up to another court where you're just going to lose again. Mm-hmm. Just pick up the damn trash. It would have been cheaper to pick up the trash.
That is correct.
Even if they win a year from now, it still would have been cheaper just to pick up the trash.
576-7798.
Why do they do things like this?
Because the city is dumb. The city is dumb.
At what point do you just say, two courts have said, no, we're going to just start picking up the trash?
Here's what I do not understand. How a city the size of Kansas City, Missouri, with its sales taxes, there are plenty of businesses in Kansas City, Missouri, with its property taxes, with its earnings tax. Whether you live in the city right. or work in the city, you pay the earnings tax. How that city could possibly not have enough money defies logic.
What defies logic, Scott, is that they thought they could say, we'll pick it up for homeowners and not for apartment dwellers, except for this one group of apartment dwellers who has money. Mm-hmm. Scott, that is beyond the pale mm-hmm. that they did that. The judge found that the city made its deal with Heartland, which is comprised of 100 different high-end apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For political reasons, namely the, quote, economically and politically prominent Kansas City residents who lived in those apartments. The city cannot say, we're going to pick up your trash if you own a home. We're not going to pick up the trash if you're one of those apartment people, except if you're one of those high-rise plaza apartment mm-hmm. people, then we're going to pick it up for you. I mean, are you even serious right now?
Yes. Yes.
It's actually unbelievable.
576-7798. 576-7798. We will get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Jeff Sessions fired today as the Attorney General of the United States. 576-7798.
Dana Wright here for Dr. Tag in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. What are you waiting for? Give Dr. Tag a call. You want to lose 50 pounds, 75 pounds, 100 pounds, or more. It does not matter. Dr. Tag is standing by to help you, and you are going to love his fantastic and supportive staff. Underline supportive. You are absolutely going to love the program. Medically managed weight loss in a program tailored just for you, for your body type, your metabolism, and your struggle with weight loss. Men and women, they have helped them all, and it does not matter how many pounds and ounces you want to shed off of that scale. I always say I look better, I feel better when Dr. Tag is part of my life. See what medically managed weight loss can do for you. 913-814-8222, 913-814-8222, or check the program out online, tagnutrition.com, tagnutrition.com.
It is Coats for Kids 2018. Let's check in with Kansas City's morning news anchor, Ellen Schenck.
Hey, Scott, project ahead 24 hours because we're looking at snow falling about this time tomorrow, cold temperatures, and what if you're, I mean, you're nice and warm. Most of us are. We're lucky. But what if you're a kid and you don't have a decent coat? That's the whole idea behind Coats for Kids. We collect coats for a number of different school districts for kids whose parents just don't have a way to get them a good coat. And that's where you come in. That's where Stephanie and Sydney came in. They came by just a little while ago. We're at the Pride Cleaners in the Summit Spring Shopping Center in Lee's Summit, right behind the Starbucks off of 291 Highway between Lanksford and 3rd Street. We'll be here until 6 o'clock, but any time you can stop by with a coat at a Pride Cleaners, they have boxes ready to take them. If you have cash, you can leave that here at the Pry Cleaners that we're at right now, because we'll turn that cash into coats for kids that really do need your help. There's a reason we've been doing this for 15 years. There's a lot of kids that could use a warm coat and use you to come through. If we can, we'll see you here before 6 o'clock tonight at the Summit Springs Shopping Center, the Pride Cleaners, and right behind Starbucks, 291 Highway and Langsford Road. If not, stop by any Pride Cleaners in the metro and drop off that coat. Coats for Kids. I'm Ellen Schenck for News 98.1 FM KMBZ.
Where do they do that, David?
In the middle of Tobacco Row. Oh, oh, oh.
1986. David Lee Roth, Tobacco Row. Hanging on my back.
Hey, quick question. If you live in an apartment, is it just stacking up, or have the apartment owners had to, do they find like a third-party vendor?
Here's what probably happens.
And then you have to pay for it in your rent.
You throw it in the trunk and you ditch it in the back of a vacant lot.
Okay, somebody just said this is why we have the dumping problem we have in Kansas City. And there, make no mistake, there's a huge dumping problem.
That, there are two reasons for that. That is one, for sure. The second is the city continues to charge and force you to go down to a hardware store to get a tag if you have more than one bag of trash a week.
Yeah.
And so, if you have two bags of trash, let's say you had a birthday party or something.
Right.
You got a bunch of trash.
Clean out the garage.
Or you clean out the garage or whatever. You have to go down to a hardware store, buy the tags, and then come back to your house and put them on the bags. It's really not that hard. Just throw the extra bag in the back.
Yeah, you have, you know, heaven forbid you have some stupid thing, like some exercise equipment somebody bought a long time ago. You're like, let's just throw this thing away. It's like, oh, no, we can't afford to throw it away.
No, you cannot.
So what do you do with it? You put it in the back of a truck.
People are dumping it.
You put it in the back of a truck. You take it to a vacant lot and you dump it. I mean, that's just what people do. Kansas City is so dumb. I mean, by dumb, I mean D-U-M dumb. Oh, we got you a $1 billion airport that's going to cost you $2 billion. Sign up. Stella in Kansas City. Oh, Stella, hang on. You're on Girl Scouts. Stella, God bless you. We've moved on. I'm so sorry. I beg your pardon. Steve in the Northland. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Okie dokie.
What is happening?
I don't know. Let's go to Steven in Olathe. Hello, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hi, Dana. So I don't know how it is that you can expect a place like Overland Park to pay for trash when they can't even pay for a divider or a showcase for a $1 million
community centerpiece of art.
And as for Jeff Sessions, you know, you said
Wait, Steven.
Yes.
We're talking about Kansas City, Missouri. The trash issue is in Kansas City, Missouri, not Overland Park.
Oh.
To my knowledge, Overland Park's trash pickup is fine.
Oh, I thought that it was
quite exceptional.
No, it's Kansas City.
What were you going to say about Jeff Sessions?
So belittled, berated, and ridiculed.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw all that on Saturday Night Live too. But we can't blame Trump for doing the same. He's made no secret of it. We knew that he was going to fire him. It was just a matter of time.
What's your point, though?
Jeff Sessions is fired. Who cares?
Who cares?
Hey, Stephen, I've been saying that all day. I just don't think there's any until you know he serves at the pleasure of the president.
He does.
The president decides he's out. He's out.
Well, I understand that, but it also stinks a little bit, don't you think?
I think a lot about the last 2 years have a stench to it.
I'm going
to
entertain this one for a second. Steven, you don't think that stinks just a little bit that he fired the attorney general? Okay, apparently not. Bob in Excelsior Springs. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you were quoted as saying that the city is dumb.
Yes.
I agree with you. The city is dumb, and that makes me feel bad because I feel like we're dumb for voting in these people. This is why it's real important for everybody to get out there and vote when it's time to vote.
Amen.
Remember what happens with these people. That's all I got to say. Hank Williams Jr. For president. Bye.
Okay.
I would love to hear from someone who lives in an apartment.
Is everybody drinking?
I don't know. I would love to hear from someone who lives in an apartment because I want to know what are you doing with your trash. If the city has refused to pick it up, unless you were live in one of the fancy rich, you know, fancy schmancy apartments, what are you doing? My guess is you are being charged by your apartment management company, and they are hiring a third-party contractor to come and take it. Or there would be bags of trash overflowing into the streets in front of every apartment complex.
Go to a vacant lot.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but Scott, I think this can't be happening because there are tens of thousands of apartments, let's say, around the city. Times how many months has this been going on?
Well, since 2010,
I guarantee
apparently.
You the apartment dwellers are just paying for this as part of their rent or service that they sign up for when they lease.
All right, let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Change at the top of the DOJ. That's next.
Hey, if you or an older parent is looking for a fun and gorgeous retirement community, Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park and Silvercrest at College View are open, available, and they want to talk to you. Month-to-month apartment homes are available now. That is huge. Month-to-month with gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. They got three meals a day, housekeeping services, travel, staff members who've been out there 10, 20 years. One- and two-bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over the age of 55. You do have to be over the age of 55. Traditional assisted living services are there, too, if you need that. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek, Silvercrest at College View, a carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. Ask anyone out there. They'll tell you, we wish we would have done this years ago. 913-681-1101. 681-1101. SilvercrestKansasCity.com is where you find them on the web. SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
Sources close to President Trump tell ABC they're stunned the ouster of Attorney General Jeff Sessions took place today. Sessions resigned at the request of the president, and Matthew Whitaker is now the acting attorney general, and he's in control of the Russia probe, something he's criticized in the past. ABC's Mike Levine says
Whitaker is sort of not so much a political operative, but he has expressed views about the Mueller probe. And I'm sure that Whitaker, just to sort of CYA, will be checking with ethics officials as to whether he needs to recuse himself. But the expectation, at least within DOJ, is that he won't have to do that.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi tweeted that Sessions' firing is a blatant attempt by the president to undermine and end the special counsel's investigation. But earlier, the president was optimistic about working with Democrats.
Economic growth, infrastructure, trade, lowering the cost of prescription drugs. These are some of the things that the Democrats do want to work on.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
KMBZ traffic and weather together next.
If you are in the market for diamond earrings, a necklace, a ring, if you want to redo, I don't know, for your 30th wedding anniversary, you want to redo your wedding rings, Kriegel Mesh Diamonds will do that by private appointment only. And I just talked to Scott and Steve a couple of days ago. I popped into Kriegel Mesh Diamonds and they said, hey, tell your listeners if they are wanting something for Christmas, they need to get those appointments in and those orders in now. By private appointment only, give them a call. They will meet with you, design something directly for you, and sell it directly to you. Remember, there's no middleman. They don't even have a receptionist out there to answer their phone. When you call Scott and Steve, you get Scott and Steve, and all of that savings is passed on to you. They're wholesalers. 913-660-9609. Get those appointments on the books now. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, and our temperatures will continue to drop above freezing until we get to tomorrow morning, right at 30 degrees. We'll go for a high of only 39 coming in on Thursday. It will impact your travel, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. Light rain mixing with snow and then changing to all snow, an inch or two max, but that's mainly on grassy surfaces. Late tomorrow night into early on Friday, as the temperature stays even below freezing more, that's when we can see a few problems on the roads with a little bit of slushy conditions or icy patches. High temperature on Friday, a blustery 37. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
45 downtown and at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Sterrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I saw you flash a smile that seemed to me to say you wanted so much more.
You still got it.
Conversation. I swear I caught a look.
New stuff from Paul McCartney. Those of you of the younger set, he was in a band called the Beatles once. Yeah. Did you come on to me? Remember when he did the Super? Was it the Super Bowl?
No, it was Olympics. It was opening
the Olympics. That's right.
Opening ceremony.
People writing in going, "Who is this old guy?" And he was doing Beatles songs. Patrick in Kansas City. Hello, Patrick.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Talk to you guys. I don't know where you live, but I live in South Kansas City, and they come by and they pick up two bags.
Two bags. You're right. I beg your pardon. I was wrong.
And are you in a home or an apartment?
If you have something large, I can set that out and call them, and they'll come out and make a big pickup.
Okay.
And every holiday, after like the 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's Eve, you can put all you want out there.
What kind of trash do you have after the 4th of July?
Fireworks.
You put fireworks in bags?
Have a nice big barbecue. And
if you shoot off big fireworks, you have all that packaging left over.
Okay.
Nobody
picks all the... You know, beer bottles and cans. And
okay, stuff. All right.
Someone just wrote in, Scott, and said, all of the apartments are not super fancy that belong to the one group that is exempt.
Right.
That some of them are older apartments. But he said, I run a property management company. If you are not part of that original group that was excluded with this trash pickup rule, you are SOL. They're not grandfathering anybody in.
Okay. Dana in Kansas City. Dana, hello.
Hi, go ahead.
So Patrick kind of took the wind out of my sails because I was going to say a lot of the same stuff. But we put out two bags of trash. You have the amnesty days where you can put out however much you want to, but you can also get the packs from Price Chopper.
Okay.
But I also lived in an apartment, and maybe it was too long ago, but we could put however much trash we wanted to in the big dumpster that they had.
Yeah, but my question is, I think,
did
Dana,
your apartment belong to the association?
Your apartment either belonged to that association or you were paying extra for that luxury.
Oh, no, I don't think we were paying anything extra. But again, it was a while ago, so yeah. I only just jumped in my car, so I might have missed the part where you guys talked about
when that. Did you live in an apartment? What year?
It was 5 years ago.
Okay, then you must have been in the association.
I'm telling you, Scott, there isn't a court in the world, I mean in the world, that is going to look at what Kansas City, Missouri has done here and said it is okay to say we'll pay for trash pickup for these apartment renters, right, but we will not pay for those apartment renters.
When you take into
account... You are actually discriminating there.
When you take into account that in 1976, the city said, approve voters, please, the city earnings tax of 1%, and you will never pay for trash again. It didn't say if you live in an apartment, you might still, but homeowners won't if you approve it. They said if you approve the 1% earnings tax, you will never pay for trash again.
Someone just wrote in, I own two Kansas City, Missouri properties. One apartment is on the list. One apartment is not.
Yeah, see, but when your city makes a promise like that, They fight so hard every time to keep that earnings tax. They have to back up what they've said. I mean, I live in Grandview, so we have to just pay for trash service. You pick a company, you call them, I don't think any of them do recycling in that area. So it's just trash pickup, and you can only have what fits in the thing. You know what I mean? Like they need to throw something away. Like, I have crap in my garage right now that I'm like, I can't afford to throw this away. How stupid is that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it more efficient to pick up trash from an apartment complex anyway?
Yeah, because it's in a dumpster.
You're not going stop.
It's one stop.
You're going to one place, right, Dumping it all in and going.
Lita in Hyde Park. Hello, Lita.
Hi.
Hi there.
I also live in an apartment, and I live on my own, so I don't make that much trash as it is. But I recycle and compost, so by the end of the week, I probably don't even fill up an entire bag. So it might be a unique problem that I don't have a lot with trash. But I know that you can recycle as much as you want, and there are local companies that will pick up your glass as well, since the city doesn't accept glass in the recycling.
And you know where a lot of that recycling ends up, we've since learned?
In the trash, sadly.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, correct, Lita.
Yes.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, it's very upsetting, especially because it all ends up in the ocean. But it's another topic, different day.
Well, not all of it. Some of it ends up in Deffenbaugh in Western Shawnee.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting some feedback on your phone. I don't know if you have the radio up or not. The recycling thing, by the way, has driven me crazy over the last few weeks. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. You remember that?
Yeah. I don't like talking about it.
I am sick to my, honest to God, I'm sick to my stomach about it. Oh, speaking of sick to my stomach, not to go too far into the weeds on the election last night. Mm-hmm. My mother was apoplectic last evening. Can I read you a text I got from my mother last night?
Does it contain an F-bomb?
No.
Because I will die laughing.
No, it doesn't. My mother would never say that
word.
Sweet.
Has she ever cursed in front of you?
She accidentally one time said the S word and then profusely apologized. I think it was more to God than to me.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm sitting there watching. You know, for me last night, the election was like the Super Bowl. So I go home and I'm not kidding you. I'm embarrassed to admit this. I've got two TVs running at the same time.
It's all right.
I got one in the bedroom, one in the living room. And I'm bouncing.
Game was on.
The one's on CNN and one was on MSNBC. Or one was on ABC, one was on CNN. And I'm bouncing between the living room and the bedroom because they're right next to each other. And I'm going back and forth just watching and listening to commentary and stuff. Then when it became clear that Kevin Yoder had lost, and no one loves Kevin Yoder, like St. Margaret of Shawnee.
Aww.
And she writes, and I quote, I just had to do a double check. She writes, I am just sick about Yoder, dot, dot, dot.
She dot, dot, dotted you?
Yeah. I don't understand how people can vote for a socialist. I feel it is a sad, sad day for my country.
Oh, bless her heart.
This came from my mother last night when she learned that Yoder had lost.
Bless her heart.
I am just sick about Yoder. I don't understand how people can vote for a socialist. I feel it is a sad, sad day for my country. I did not have the guts to tell her that Kelly, whom she's adores, voted for Sharice Davis.
Well, and I would take exception to calling her a socialist.
I would too.
I was a little bit in the doghouse last night, but not really, but a little bit. Did you see on Twitter when I posted a screenshot that someone sent to me of one of the networks calling the race for governor, governor-elect Kelly? And thank God for it. Someone sent
me. Well, you're about to get Attorney General Chris
Someone
Kobach.
Sent me a screenshot. You know, we're calling the race. Projected winner, Kelly. And so I posted that on Twitter, not realizing that the screenshot that was sent to me was from NBC's coverage. Now, I was bouncing back and forth between ABC, where my husband works, mm-hmm. and CNN. I post the screenshot from NBC, and some astute listener retweets it and says, well, I guess we know who Dana watches when she's home.
Oh,
oh yeah. Oh, have you not seen this thread?
No, no.
Chris replies to his, like, 35,000 followers, satellite radio's looking better and better for me in the afternoons.
Oh,
oh yes, he did.
No, he did not.
I said that was a screenshot that my friend Leanne sent me. And he goes, tell it to a judge.
Uh-huh. 80s on 8. Here I come.
Tweet no longer available.
Wonder what Luke Carl's talking about on Hair Nation right now.
Thought it was so funny. I said, honey, well, first of all, I was bouncing all over last night. Second of all, someone sent me the screenshot, and I do believe I was either not on ABC when they called it or NBC called it first. I go, I am innocent here.
Rod, get in here for a second. You know what drives me crazy about TV news anchors? On any, whether it's national or local, it doesn't matter. They act like the only channel they watch is their own. Have you ever noticed that? Like in the morning, on the morning news programs, they'll say, coming up tonight on Fox 4 News or Fox 4. And then Mark Alford and Abby will show you what's coming up tonight. It's a bunch of shows you've never, ever heard of in your life because Fox at night sucks. And then Mark or Abby will say, can't wait to see that tonight. That'll be fascinating. And then they do it on Channel 9 as well. They'll say, coming up on KMBC 9 tonight.
Yeah, but you guys do it too. You're like, oh, I can't wait to hear the list tonight. You're not listening to the damn
no,
list.
No, I actually look forward to the list.
No.
I love Fridays at 5:45. I do.
Yeah, I listen to the first part of the show, and then I turn you guys off, and listen to something else.
I if I'm not here, usually there's a decent reason, so. But I never listen to talk radio. Dude, I'm a music freak.
Here's the dirty secret about radio. I don't care what station you work for. I really don't. You can work for Q104. You can work for The Rock. You can work for, The Point.
Whatever.
You can work for this radio station. You never listen to your own station ever. And that's not an indictment. I mean, I'll tune in every once in a while to EJ and Ellen, but with all due respect, and I don't expect that they listen to us, and I do want them to, but I'm not saying that I'm going to be mad if they don't.
No, because we talk about them. So
it would be like Kiss listening to their own records. You listen to other bands' records because you already know what you sound like. I guarantee you, the people on The Rock, God bless them all, they listen to us, and we listen to them.
Yeah, that's true, because Greg Todd came to, when I first met him, he came down here and was like, man, I really enjoy you guys' show. And I'm like, oh, cool.
And guess what? I listen to Dare in the morning, and then I'll bounce around and go to somebody else. But these TV news anchors are like, well, that'll be a fascinating show tonight on Scorpion. Scorpion looks really good. You've never seen the show Scorpion in your life.
I think very few people... Whatever you do for a living, if you're listening right now, whatever that thing is, when you go home, do you still enjoy doing that thing? And
no.
The answer is no.
Like on Good Morning America, they'll have Dancing with the Stars people come on, right? The people kicked off the night before. And then they'll preview next week's show on Monday night. And George Stephanopoulos will say, that'll be a fascinating show. I can't wait to tune in.
I'm sure George Stephanopoulos is tuning
George
in to
George Stephanopoulos is always couch bound on a Monday night.
It's an old saying about a mechanic's car is always barely running because he's working on other people's cars. Mm-hmm. He's not going to come home working. I know shade tree mechanics that'll be like, oh, you know what? Just go get the battery out of my car so I can finish this. You know what I mean?
Do you think people who mow lawns for a living, like landscape or professional landscapers, do you think they mow their own grass? I'm going to say no.
Probably not. You know who I feel sorry for? Gynecologist husbands.
I knew someone was going to bring that up.
You mean gynecologist wives?
I have some friends who
husbands.
Happen to be physicians.
Oh, well, women who have gynecologists.
And they will
and
tell
husbands.
You, Scott, that if you think that particular job is all it is cracked up to be, just think about your 70-year-old mother.
Well,
that's
yeah.
disgusting, and she's 70.
And at some point, you're like, if I see one more of those, I'm not. No, get away from me.
I've been looking at those things all day.
Could you go to a doctor that you knew? Like, knew.
I know my doctor.
Well, but I mean, I guess maybe it's a different question for men. I don't think I could go to a physician that I know socially.
Like, if I had a buddy that would, like, one of your, you had a friend in high school that you hung out with a lot that is now a doctor? No, I'm not going to that.
Well, that's
dude.
What I'm saying.
No.
Like, there's just certain things that...
Because chances like are, if I hung out with him that much, he was an idiot. Dude.
Like, if Brenninger was a doctor, would he be my
there's
right?
no
private
way you
physician?
Would go to him.
No.
Yeah, if Brenninger had become a doctor, that's a perfect example, had become a doctor, would you go see him?
No.
Okay, then let me ask you this.
You would ask him to recommend someone.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go to him.
No.
What
yeah.
if Brenninger was a
I feel
mechanic?
The same way.
Do you go to him for your mechanical
yes.
needs?
Oh,
yes.
yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because he's good at it.
Okay.
But
what if there's a discrepancy or a dispute?
No big deal. We're friends.
I don't know. I think
it's like, hey,
like
bro,
lending money to family.
Not sure that one worked out. Can we do that? And I'm not paying you this time. But if Brenninger was a doctor and I was due for my exam and he's lathering up like the guy in Fletch? No.
Somebody on the text line has a good point. Nobody eats at the restaurant they work at.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 576-7798.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. One of the things I love about the service Stuart Woodbury provides, number one, he is local, super, super, super local for decades here in Kansas City, helping people with their life insurance needs. They also call you for that annual review every year. It's so important if you have had any life-changing event in the past year, a marriage, a divorce, you've had a baby, you've adopted a child, all of those big things, it's very important to dot your I's and cross your T's and remember to update your life insurance to reflect all of those changes in your life. They do that annual review every year so you don't fall through the cracks, so that you know you still have the product that you need, especially when that maturation date comes up. Super important stuff. And Stuart will call you on that day every year and make sure you are good to go. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Get the process started. It takes seconds. Lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Then give Stuart Woodbury a call. 816-792-0700. 816-792-0700.
Hey, it's Scott Parks for my good friend Chip Glennon. You know, I've been telling you about Jimmy and Babs from Lenexa, who could not, for whatever reason, sell their home for the longest time. It was a beautiful home, wouldn't sell, until they heard about Chip Glennon on the radio and made one very smart call. Chip's solid gold marketing strategy produced multiple showings and offers, selling their home for, get this, $460,000 in just 5 days. You got to call Chip when it's time to get your home sold. Is your home still on the market? Are the only offers coming in lower than you hoped for? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. You need an expert to guide you. That is Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams. He guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I'll call when it comes time to sell my home in Roland Park. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556. That's 866-872-5556 or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com and start packing. Coats for Kids 2018. Let's check in with KMBZ's Ellen Schenk.
Hey, Scott, we'll be sticking around for a few more minutes out at Pride Cleaners. We're at the Summit Springs Shopping Center in Lee's Summit. It's 291 Highway between Langford and 3rd Street. In fact, we're right behind the Starbucks here for a little while longer. But, you know, Pride Cleaners, all the way through December 7th, all the way through this 15th year of Coats for Kids, will be collecting coats. So anytime you drive by one and you've got a coat, stop by, drop it off. There are a lot of kids that need your help. Look at the forecast for tomorrow. A couple of inches of snow could be coming our way. Very cold temperatures. And there's a kid, in fact, there's too many kids out there that don't have decent coats. You can really make a difference this season. If you don't have a coat, we'll take cash. We'll take that and turn that into a couple of more coats. But if you can give sometime between now and December 7th when we wrap this up and make sure those coats are distributed to the kids before they go home for the holiday break, that would be great. Coats for Kids going on right now, year 15. We'll be here for a few more minutes at the Pride Cleaners at the Summit Springs Shopping Center in Lee's Summit. I'm Ellen Schenk, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Tether roof off, we're gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker. Tether roof off, we're gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker. Tether roof off, we're gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker.
By the way, if you missed it earlier today at 4 o'clock, I don't think I'm exaggerating. The Jammer No Jam today with Will Starrett was off the hook. And man, I just sounded 47 years old.
That was rad.
It was totally usa. I mean, like, gag me with a food processor. Awesome. It's totally rad. So good. If you missed it, you can get it on podcast. It is at kmbz.com. Will Starrett completely and totally outdid himself today. He was better than he has ever been. And that's saying a lot. We got to run. Jonathan Weir is coming up right after the 6 o'clock news. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, congressional Democrats chiming in on the resignation of Jeff Sessions. More next.
Hey, call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation and get on the schedule now. If you're thinking about a backyard patio, a fire pit, fireplace, all of that hardscape stuff, even with snow coming tomorrow, they will put you on that schedule, design something for you, and make your backyard into another entire living area that you will use all of the time. You are going to love their work. And in fact, if you go to lightning-landscape.com, look at some of the before and after pictures of the stuff they've done around town. Landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. It's also time to get your irrigation system winterized so that thing doesn't freeze shut and cause all kinds of problems over the winter months. They will come out and do that for you too. Go to lightning-landscape.com or give them a call, 913-441-3900, 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.